Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
It's so good to be in the house of the Lord and to worship together.
在神的殿中一起来敬拜神，真的是很美好。
As usual, I will offer you an opportunity to take notes. So if you like to take notes, you can raise your hand. Brother Mayfang will help you to give you a notebook.
我就像以前一样，很希望大家能够我们一起来记笔记。如果你需要笔和本的话，你可以举手，梅芳弟兄会给你们。
Okay, yeah. So today my topic is to be like Christ.
我今天的主题是像基督。
Let's fill up a blank.
让我们来填一下，来填这个空。
Who is Jesus to you?
主耶稣对你是谁呢？
Jesus is my blank.
然后我们想这个耶稣是我的下边是空白请你填上
So anyone? Savior, yes
说有人说是救主、
Redeemer, okay
救赎者
Friend
是我的朋友
Lord
我的主
How about this side?
这边的朋友们呢弟兄姐妹呢
Okay, maybe the next question
下一个问题
I am Jesus's blank Who do you think you are to Jesus?
那你觉得我是主耶稣的什么呢？下边是请你填一下。
Child, okay.
孩子。
Child. I'm not sure about child. We are Heavenly Father's child, but we're not Jesus's child.
我们可能是主是天父的孩子，但是我不是很确定我们是不是主耶稣的孩子。
Friend, okay.
我是主耶稣的朋友。
Soldier,
okay. 耶稣的军兵。
Okay, all right, great. Okay, so we're gonna read two verses, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
现在我们一起来读几处经文。第一处是以弗所书四章十三节。
Okay, we'll read the English and Chinese together.
我们我们一起读英文和中文。
Until we all reach unity in faith and in knowledge of the Son of God.And become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Okay, that didn't go well. Okay, we'll try it again. This is the 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
这是彼得二书一章一节到四节。
But we'll read the English first, and then Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
Okay, English first. Let's go. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Okay, Chinese.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So brother, sister, I'm going to ask you a question.Why do you believe in Jesus? Why did you give your life to him?
弟兄姐妹，我想问你一个问题：我们为什么会相信主耶稣？我们为什么要把我们的生命交给他呢
？I think everyone's reason will be slightly different.
每个人的原因可能都有一点不同。
Some of you may say that that's because of there was an answered prayer in the time of need.
有的人会说是因为他在有需要的时候向神祷告，神答应了我们的请求。
Or some say that Don't want to go to the other side of the heaven.
还有的就说我不想去天堂的另外一边，那就是地狱。
And then maybe because of this, it's the warmth of the Christian love and fellowship.
还有的可能是因为基督徒之间的这个爱和这个之间的情谊。
Whatever the reasons, God accepts all of us to His family.
不管是你是怎么样的，有什么样的原因缘由，神都接纳我们到他的家里。
Now, once we become the children of God, then He has an amazing plan for all of us.
我们一旦成为神的儿女，他对我们是有一个很奇妙的计划。
He wants us to be the fullness of Christ.
他想让我们有基督耶稣完全的形象。
That means that our inner self will need to be transformed from the fallen nature to the divine nature.
那意味着就是说，我们这个原来这个属肉体的这个。个性这个天性要被变化成被更新成一个属天的性格。
He wants to see Jesus' characters in all of us.
他想要看到主耶稣的性情，在我们每个人身上看到主耶稣。主耶稣的性情。
Yeah. Now the Bible tells us in many scriptures about the divine nature.
圣经上很多很多处的经文谈到这个属天的性情。
The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 to 7.
像马太福音五章八到十八到十五到七五到七章讲到这个这个我们都知道那个是登山宝训。
The Love Chapter, 1 Corinthians Chapter 13.
像爱的篇章哥林多前书十三章。
The Fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 to 23.
我们知道加拉太书五章二十二到三二十三节讲到圣灵所结的果子。
The holy living in the first in the Corinthian in the Colossians chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 2 and the 1 John 3:5.
在哥罗西书第三章、彼得前书第二章，还有约翰一书第三章到第五章，讲到圣洁的生活。
So then we ask ourselves, is that is it really possible?
我们就会问自己说，这样的生活是可能的吗
？Is it possible for me to show Jesus's character?
让我的生命中显完全的显示主耶稣基督的性情，这样可能吗
？Actually, it's our Heavenly Father's will to show Jesus's character in all of us.
天父的心意就是要让主耶稣的性情在我们每个人身上彰显出来。
He saves us is just part of the plan.
他把我们从罪恶中拯救出来，这只是他整个计划中的一部分。
The ultimate goal is for us to show Jesus' characters.
这个最终的这个神的这个心意呢，是要让我们能够显示出来主耶稣基督的性情。
But then, who are we to show Jesus' character?
我们是什么样的人呢？我们怎么样能够显示出主耶稣的性情呢
？Regardless of how we think about ourselves, it is God's will for us to show Jesus' characters among His children.
不管我们对自己是怎么样的一个评价或者想法，但是呢，我们主天父的那个我们最终的目标是要显示出主耶稣的性情在我们。
But this maturing process is not done automatically.
但是这个成熟的过程呢，不是自然而然就来的。
It takes effort on us and God to make that happen.
就是说，我们自己要努力，而且神也要真的是要指导我们这样的成熟才有可能发生。
So how do we mature to fullness of Jesus Christ?
我们怎么样完全的成熟，能够像主耶稣基督呢
？Jesus wants us to succeed, and He invites us to be His disciples.
主耶稣希望我们在这方面成功，然后他邀请我们做他的门徒。
Being His disciples means that we are His apprentices.
做他的门徒就相当于像过去说我们是他的学徒。
We are to learn from Jesus, the great master.
我们要从我们的这个大师傅主要的这个师傅上学我们怎么样成为像他那样。
Now the Chinese is called 门徒 these two words.
我们中文把这个 disciple 叫做门徒两个字。
We're going to learn some Chinese here.
现在我们需要学些中文。
Now these two words, the one on the left is the first word is 门。It literally means it's door. Actually, it means a double door.
我们看到那个门的其实写法，它是指是双门，就是像我们这个教堂后边是一个两扇门。
Yeah, actually, it looks like a double door, right?
看起来像一个两扇的这样一个门。
Also, the door, this door, this 门 also means that it's a category, it's a classification, like a 门派门类。
它也是表示一个分门别类，一个就像讲到说。就是不同的组叫门派门类这样。
I'm guessing our ancestors, when they saw the same group of people living in the same house, as if it's the same group under the same door, so they say door is like a category, same category.
对，当我们的祖先看到就是一群人住在同一个居所里边，然后住在同一个地方，然后从同一个门出入，他们就说哦，住在这里边的人是属于。同一组人，所以就说这个门还有一个别的意思，就是表示门派一组人的意思。
Now the significance of this word is that we are grouped under the same teacher.
我们这个对我们的重要性就是说，我们这一组人呢是有同一位老师。
We don't go around and try to find other teachers.
我们不是到处走来走去说，哎，看看这个人是不是更好，可以做我的老师。
We came through the door, we are under the same door.
我们从同一个门进入，然后我们是在同住在同一个门之下，同一个居所之下。
We stick with the same teacher.
我们是靠我们有同一位老师。
We belong to the Lord, the Master Jesus.
我们真的是属于主耶稣。
Now the second word, this word.
第二个字。
It means a student.
它的意思实际上是学生。
Actually, it's a literal construction. Is that it's a two people walking.
它实际上你从这个看它的这个写法呢，它是表示是，我们知道左边是双人旁，是两个人；右边是走的意思，就是两个人一起走。
That means that we walk as another person walks.
就说那个人怎么走，我们也跟着他怎么走。
Means that we follow the teacher.
就说我们在跟着老师走。
Sounds familiar, right? Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me.
主耶稣说要你要背起十字架并跟从我。
Like I said, Chinese are very, very, you know, we have the meanings are very hidden, and you have to go dig it out and find it.
我们知道中文是很深奥的，你要在里面仔细的去挖，然后你就能看到里面其实是很有意思的。
And we call disciples as a men to these two words.
所以我们把这个主耶稣的像我们这样的。就是跟随他的人称为门徒。
So as a disciple of Jesus, I am with him by choice and by grace.
就是靠着我们自己的选择，靠着神的恩典，我们成为主耶稣的门徒。
And learning from him how to live a life that's in the kingdom of God.
我们从他那里学习怎么样在神的国度里，做一个门徒。
Now I am to learn from Jesus to live my life.As he will live my life, if he were I.
就是说，我们向主耶稣要学习说，如果主耶稣就是处在我这样的环境，他就是我，那他应该怎么样过现在的生活呢？
Okay, so I repeat, I am to learn from Jesus to live my life as Jesus would live if he were I.
就是说，我要从主耶稣学习的是说，如果主耶稣处在我现在的环境里边，如果他是我，他应该怎么样去？面对每件事情怎么生活
？I'm not necessary to learn everything that what he did.
我们并不一定要去学每件他做过的事情。
But I'm learn how to do everything in the manner that he would do.
我们要学习，就是说如何他是怎么样在面对事情时如何处理的，就是这个如何这个是我们的重点。
So for example, I'm a husband. I'm a father.
举个例子来讲，我是一位父亲，我是丈夫。
Even though Jesus, you know, didn't get married and nor he had children,
我们知道主耶稣没有结婚，也没有孩子。
But by his character, what would he be? What would he? How would he treat my family? And that's the way that I should treat them.
就是作为主耶稣来讲，根据他的性情，他如果是有家庭，他应该怎么样对待他的家人呢？那就是我要去做的。我如果他在我的情况下，他怎么对待家人，我也应该要那样做。
Now.How would Jesus react to his coworkers' negative comments?
主耶稣面对就是他的同事的这种不好的这种负面的评价的时候，他应该怎么反应呢？
The way he would react, that I should react towards my coworkers.
他怎么样反应？其实那种方式就应该是我怎么样反应。
How would he conduct the affairs in church?
主耶稣在教会里应该怎么样处理教会的事务呢？
I should do likewise.
我应该那他如果这样做，我也应该这样做。
My entire daily existence is to focus on discipleship.
我每天我生活的一个中心就是要想想主耶稣是就是我应该怎么样做主耶稣的门徒。
Discipleship is not part-time, nor in certain areas of my life.
这个做主耶稣的门徒不是一个就是半职的工作，或者说只是在我生活的某一方面我做他的。门徒
yeah, it's my entire areas of my life.
这是包括我生活中的方方面面。
Every area of my life.
我生活中的每一个方面。
And I also do this so full time, not part time.
而且呢，我管理我生活的每方面不单单是个半职的，而且是全时间的。
I'm learning from Jesus how to lead my life, my whole life, my real life.
我就是从主耶稣学习说我怎么样过我的自己的生活，我每天现实的日出日落日落这样的生活。
Now also please note that I am not to live his life.
另外我们要注意的说我不是要去过主耶稣的生活。
His life on earth was a transcendently wonderful one.
他在地上的生活是很奇妙的，而且是超越的，超越我们众人的一个生活。
But that life has already been led.
但是他的生活他已经过过了。
Neither I nor anyone else, or even Jesus himself, will not lead that life again.
我们没有一个人，甚至包括主耶稣自己，不会再去过一把那个主耶稣在地上三十多年的生活重新再过一遍，再生活一遍。
In any case, that he is interested in my life.
不管怎么样，主耶稣感兴趣的是我们现在的生活。
So my discipleship to Jesus is not a matter of what I do, but of how I do it.
做主耶稣的门徒不是说我去做什么，而是说我如何去过我的生活。
It covers every area of my life.
这样的包括了我生活中的每一个方面。
Not just areas in church, but every area.
不单单说我在教会里怎么样，就是说跟弟兄姐妹怎么相处，而且包括我所有的生活的方方面面。
Now, being a disciple of Jesus will radically change our lives.
作为主耶稣的门徒会完全的从根本性的改变我们的生活。
We generally acknowledge that a Christian, a good professing Christian, will not be automatically a disciple.
我们大家都知道，一个人嘴巴上就说自己是基督徒，并不一定就是主耶稣的门徒。
Being a Christian, not automatically be a disciple.
作为一个当你就是作为一个基督徒，不是会让你自动的成为一个门徒。
But there's no good reason not to do what he said to do.
但是你其实你不去做他让你他所希望你让你去做的事情，对你是没有什么好处的，是没有什么好的理由的不去做。
Because what he says is the best for all of us.
因为他所说的让我们去做的是对我们最好的。
And we know that in Jesus's the Great Commission in Matthew 28 verse 18.
我们知道主耶稣在那个大使命中，马太福音二十八章最后他讲到。
In the Great Commission, this is a very familiar passage.
我们大家都知道这一节很，我们都很熟悉。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读这一节。
First English and then Chinese.
先读英文，然后再读中文。马太福音二十八章二十八节到。
Okay, English. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Chinese.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐与你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In this passage there are several verbs.
在这个经文这段这三节经文里边有很多很多的动词。
Go, make disciples, baptize, teaching, and obey.
去，死，然后施洗，使万民做我的门徒。
做门徒。
做门徒。
然后施洗。
施洗。
Teaching.
还有教训。
Obey.
遵守。
Okay. Now, in the original text, there is only one main verb.
在这个就是希伯来的，就是这个希腊文的原文里边呢，里边只有一个主要的动词。
All the other verbs were the participles.
就别的这个动词都是就是来支持这个主要的动词的。
Yeah, they are the modifier of the main verb.
就像说是一个就像形容词这样子，就是说来修饰它的。
The main verb is the make disciples.
这个主要的这个动词呢，就是要做门徒。
That means that we go.In order to make disciples.
所以呢，这个意思就是说，我们去的目的是要训练人做门徒。
We baptize people in order to make disciples.
我们给人施洗的目的是要使他们做基督的门徒。
We teach them to obey in order to make disciples.
我们教训他们遵守是为了目的是为了让他们做门徒。
So the goal of the Great Commission is to make disciples.
所以大使命的中心呢，这个目的呢，就是要使人做门徒。
So now.Do you think it's worth the effort to be Jesus' disciples?
你觉得做基督就是这样努力去做基督的门徒，这样值得吗？
What is the cost of being a disciple?
做基督的做基督耶稣的门徒的这个代价是什么呢？
Jesus mentioned the two parables, talked about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣有讲到两个比喻，讲到天国。
It's in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46.
第一个地方是在马太福音十三章四十四到四十六节。
Okay, and let's read it together. English
让我们一起来先读英文，然后再读中文。
The kingdom of heaven is like the treasure hidden in a field.
When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all the land and bought the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，
人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
In this passage, Jesus mentioned in this parable of two people, actually it's one parable, of one person that he sold everything to buy something great.
在这个比喻里面，主耶稣讲到，就是其实是。就是一件事情，就是这个人呢，他把他所有的一切变卖了，为了要去买那颗珍珠，买那个宝贝。
This the parable describes a person, the condition of their heart to be in the kingdom of God.
他讲到了，就是说这个要成为天国里的一份子的这个人，他的心态是怎么样的
？So, an opportunity is presented to this person, to the person.
这个人现在有一个机会。
And then to gain a greater value.
他的机会就是要一个得到一个很有价值的、很有宝贝的东西。
And they decided to sell everything and to gain this one item.
他就决定说，我要把我所有的一切都卖掉，然后我要能得到这个东西。
So, do you think the man who found the treasure in the field, perhaps the crude oil or gold, they were sweating over its cost?
你能想象这个人他比如说发现了一个宝贝，比如说或者是一个很大的一块原油，有那个石油的一个田地，或者是一块藏着金子的宝藏，你觉得当这个人准备要去买这块地的，是不是浑身冒冷汗说，哎，这个我要不要去买？
Or what about the merchant?
或者你想到第二个45节讲到一个买卖人。
What about you?
对你来讲是怎么样呢？
If you knew that there's a piece of land, it's very precious, it has gold or crude oil, something very precious underneath, would you sell everything to buy that land?
如果你知道那有一块地，那个地呢，可能就是里边有，就是一个金矿或者是一个油田，你会不会就是说把你所有的都，把你所有一切都卖掉去买这块地呢？
Or are you going to be sweat over the cost?
或者你就紧张说，哎呀，这块买这块地太贵了。
The two men in the parable obviously did not think about the cost.
你看在这里边，这个比喻里边讲到这两个人一点都没有想到说这个成本会怎么样，买这块地是不是花的代价太大了。
What they were sweating over really is that whether they're going to get the deal or not.
他们紧张的是能不能抢到这块地，能不能买到这块地。
I think for Christians for Christians who do not want to be a disciple of Christ,There's a reason for it.
对于有些人，他不想做基督的门徒，这里边可能是有原因的。
He thinks that the cost is too high.
他们有人会觉得，哎呀，这个代价太大了。
Because once we become the disciple of Jesus, maybe Jesus will send us to Africa to be a missionary.
就说，哎呀，如果我要是把我的真的变成主耶稣基督的门徒，把一切都给了，可能主耶稣就会说，让我去非洲做宣教士。
Will they have to leave a very comfortable life, and that's too much cost for us.
然后我们就会离开在美国很舒适的生活，这个代价太大了。
But in order to gain the character of Jesus in us, that is more precious.
让主耶稣的性情在我们身上真的是完全彰显在我们的身上，实际上那个价值是远远胜过这一切，就是这种舒适的生活这一切的。
Now you may say that I'm not good being Jesus' disciple.
或者你就说，哎呀，我不够好，我没法做主耶稣基督的门徒。
But that's okay because being disciple is a lifetime. time journey.
因为那个没有关系，因为呢，做主耶稣的门徒是一个一生的功课。
My daughter plays the violin.
我女儿在学习，在拉小提琴。
And then she is learned to play the violin.
她在学习怎么样拉小提琴。
I asked her if she is a violin student.
如果问她说你是不是一个学小提琴的学生呢？
She didn't think about it. She'll say yes, of course.
她想都不会想就说对啊，是的。
Then I asked her, "Are you good at it?"
然后我就会问她，你是不是拉得很好呢？
She will very much hesitate.
她就会很犹豫，想半天不回答。
But then I asked her, "Do you think you can get better?"
但是如果我问她说，你觉得你会能不能拉得更好呢？
She will say yes.
她会说是的，可以的。
I think all of us, I think our response will be very similar to whether we can be the disciple of Jesus.
我们其实我们的这个反应应该是跟这个很相像的，对于我们能不能成为主耶稣的门徒。
Can we be better?
我们是不是可以更好呢？
I hope that everyone will say yes.
我希望每个人都说是的。
The final step in becoming a disciple is a decision.
最后一个要做耶稣的门徒的最后一步是你要做这个决定。
We become a lifelong student of Jesus by decision after we have counted the cost and the benefit.
当我们计算了这个代价，计算了这个我们的收益以后，我们决定说要做一个终生跟随主耶稣的门徒。
Decision has to be made.
我们必须要做这个决定。
Discipleship will not just happen.
你做门徒这个事情呢，不会说自然而然的就毫无努力的就发生了。
We do not drift into discipleship.
我们不是就这种随波逐流，我们就成为主耶稣的门徒了。
And we will fail to be disciples if we do not intend to be Jesus's disciples.
如果我们不是说很留意、很留心做决定要做主耶稣的门徒，我们没有办法成为他的门徒。
Now remember those Chinese kung fu movies?
我们记不记得大家都喜欢看过那个功夫片？
The student wants to learn the martial arts from a master.
他们想要跟那个大师傅去学那个功夫，学武术。
And then they will bow, and they will ask for to be the disciple, to be the apprentice of the master.
他们在那个开始之前都会先向这个师傅鞠躬，然后呢，表示他们要成为这个师傅的那个学徒。
The student has to show that his intention.To be his apprentice.
这个学生呢，必须要表示他的这个决心，他要成为这个一个学徒、一个门徒、一个学生。
I think we should also apprentice ourselves to Jesus.
我们应该
in a solemn moment.
我们应该在我们一个很对我们来讲一个很庄严的时刻，就是我们下决心说我们要做主耶稣基督的门徒。
Because we have to show our intention to be his disciples.
我们要真的是要表示我们这个决心，就是我们要成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
And then you should also tell others about it.
然后你也要告诉别人。
Because the intention and decision are absolute fundamental in the discipleship to Jesus.
就是你这个有意思的跟你的这个决心是让你能够成为主耶稣门徒的一个很重要的一步。
And we know that, This will be pleasing God, and this is the right thing to do.
我们知道我们所做的这个决定是神所喜悦的，也是一个正确的事情。
Now, three factors that will transform our inner self to be the Christ-likeness.
有三个因素会帮助，会把我们从我们自己这个原来的旧我，把我们转变成主耶稣的形象。
Now, this is a theologian Dallas Willard calls it the golden triangle of spiritual growth.
一个神学家把这个讲成是属灵成长的金三角。
The goal of our lives is to center on Christ, to have Jesus's character in us.
我们的中心，我们生活的目标是要让主耶稣基督的性完全彰显在我们的生命当中。
And it's in the center of the triangle.
这是我们整个生活生命的中心。
Now, on the top, the Holy Spirit is the primary factor in this relationship.
在圣灵在这个上面呢，圣灵是一个最主要的一个因素，让我们能够达到这个目标。
He empowers us to learn from Jesus and practice what we have learned.
他给我们力量，让我们能够从主耶稣基督那里学习，而且给我们力量，让我们能够把所学到的应用在我们 平常的生活中。
And then on the lower left corner is our everyday circumstances in our lives.
在左下角呢，这个是我们每天生活的这个环境。
And then these circumstances will test us.
这个环境，这个处境呢，其实会试验我们。
And to see what we have inside.
其实这个环境，这个处境是把我们里边的东西给显出来。
Whether we still have these fallen natures, or we have acquired some divine nature.
我们是完全的还是活在肉体之中呢，还是我们有一些属天的性情？
And then to be successful on the lower right corner.
要完全的在这个右下角呢。
And then we must have the determination and the plan discipline, and to learn from the master.
我们要有这个决心，然后我们要有个计划，就是说我们怎么从主耶稣学习。
These are three factors that will work together for us to mature fully.
这就是说这三个因素在一起，让我们能够完全的能够成熟成圣。
There are so many ways that can help us in discipleship.
有很多很多的这个办法或者方法可以让我们成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
But whatever we do, there are two primary objectives.
但是不管我们做什么，只有两大关键。
Okay. The first one is that as Jesus' disciples, we must come to the point where we constantly delight in God's goodness.
第一点呢，就是我们要持续不断的要喜悦神的良善。
When the aged apostle John, in his later time, he looked back to see his life with Jesus.
这个老约翰在他年老快要人生快要结束的时候，他回头看他和主耶稣在一起的时光。
He concluded, he concluded that this was Jesus' message that he brought in.
这是他所要告诉世人的关于主耶稣的信息。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
在约翰一书第一章第五节。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。
This is the
message
we
have
heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
神
就
是
光，在他毫无黑
暗。这
是
我们
从
主所
听
见，又
报给
你
们
的
信
息。
Light means a good, true, and holy.
这个光呢，表示是好的，是真实的，是良善的。
And darkness means that evil and false.
这个黑暗表示是这个就是邪恶和这个虚假。
Now, Heavenly Father has no darkness. God has no darkness.
在神那里是完全没有黑暗的。
So Heavenly Father has no bad plan for us.
所以呢，我们的天父对我们是没有，对我们的计划都是好的，没有任何坏的计划。
He only has the good plan for us.
他对我们只是对我们的计划都是好的。
Actually, the best plan for us.
而且是最好的计划。
So we trust him because he looks after for our good interest.
我们相信他是因为他是为了我们的好处。
So this universe actually is a perfectly safe place for us to be. This universe is a perfectly safe place for us to be.
就说这个宇宙啊，这个我们所生活的环境是一个很安全的地方。
So God is good all the time.
神在所有的时候、时间、所有从头到尾都是好的。
Now, sometimes our circumstances may tell us otherwise.
有时候我们的环境会说，哦，不是那样子的。
But we must trust that God is good all the time.
我们必须要相信说，神自始至终永远都是好的、良善的。
So we need to get closer to God.
所以我们需要跟神更靠近。
We need to constantly stay in the light.
我们要一直待在这个光中。
We need to continuously soak ourselves, our thoughts, our actions in Him.
我们要完全不断的，就是把我们的心思意念、我们的行为，都是完全的放在主耶稣基督里面。
Now, Education Department has been promoting a scripture reading this year.
教育部我们今年在倡导、在提倡，就是读圣经。
There are about 50 brothers and sisters that have signed up to read and memorize the scriptures every day.
我们有五十位弟兄姐妹，就是说已经就是有加入啊，就是每天要读圣经，每天要有的要每天读经，有的是每天要背经。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the purpose is to reflect scripture in our lives.
我们的目的是要把圣经中的真理真的在我们的生命中彰显出来。
And to meditate on His word to help us to abide in Him.
就默想他的话语，可以让我们帮助我们真的是住在主耶稣里面。
Now, as we read the scripture, we need to look at what does the scripture tell us about God, about people, and about me.
我们读经的时候，我们想想这节经文呢，是告诉我们关于神还有。人还有我自己关告诉我们这个里边讲这些东西告诉我们关于这些东西就是对我们是有联系的他讲到什么呢关于我们自己和周围的人
And what does Jesus want me to change?
主耶稣想要让我在哪方面改变呢
And they need to decide and then once we recognize it then we need to decide on obeying Jesus and to act on it
当我们看到比如说主耶稣让我改变哪个方面呢我们就需要真的是有行动来改变
On a side note, I want to do a little commercial.
在另外一方面，可能我要做一些广告了。
On the fourth Sunday of each month, we will have the opportunity to get together and to share the scripture readings.
每个月的第四个礼拜日主日呢，我们会在一起，然后我们大家就会分享我们读经的心得。
So after lunch, around 1 o'clock.
在一点钟左右。
And then, because this is a time that we want to, not only that, sometimes reading scripture by yourself is difficult.
有时候自己一直在那儿读经，有时候是比较有挑战性的，也是比较困难的。
But if we come together and help each other and encourage one another, and that will be easier.
如果我们大家聚在一起，我们彼此鼓励，那样会容易一些。
So I'd like to invite all of you after lunch at 1 o'clock. Come to the sanctuary and then let's have a time of sharing.
所以我们我就是邀请大家在一点钟，在午餐之后呢，我们再一起聚在这里呢，在这个主堂里边，我们一起来有一些分享。
And I will set an example. I will share what I have learned from the scripture.
我会首先来分享我读经的心得。
The second part of the second primary objective in discipleship is that we need to be purposefully break all habits. Of a self-centeredness.
就是第二个讲到这里，像这里写的说，我们要顺服，我们要定义，要顺服耶稣基督，而且定义呢，打碎我们的这个自我中心的天性。
We were born in this fallen nature since the beginning.
我们知道，我们人生下来都是有罪性的。
And then, so this has been an innate nature.
这是一个天生的。一个天性，一个罪，这个罪性是天生的。
But a lot of these nature is that it's not what Jesus would have.
但是这个天性不是主耶稣所有的。
So we have to be intentionally look for and recognize, and then and break that habit.
我们要就是有意的去自己就是省察，看看我们哪一方面是我们的这个罪性的表现，然后要去打。就是要把这个打碎这个自我中心这种罪性。
Now that's that's very hard initially.
刚开始这个是很困难的。
But they become easier and easier when you do it over and over.
但是当你不断的练习，不断的这样去做的，就会容易一些。
And then eventually you'll behave like Jesus.
最终呢，你会像主耶稣。
Where I work, some of my colleagues, they want to stay healthy. They want to eat healthy.
我的同事呢，就是我工作的地方呢，他们想要就是说，很健康，然后也要吃的也很健康。
So ten of us formed a Biggest Loser team.
他们就我们就在一起，我们十个人形成一个说谁是最大的输家，一个这样一个组。
Yeah. So whoever that's lose the most weight and body fat in 3 months, he's the winner.
谁在这个三个月之内呢，就是。体重减的最多，然后你的那个脂肪减的最多，谁就是赢家。
I'm the facilitator.
我是一个就是一个组织者的调节人这样的。
I take out their weekly measurement and then make a chart for them and then I show them the progress.
然后我就每个星期就是去称他们，然后做一个那个把他们的这个都记下来，然后告诉他们看他们这个进步了多少。
And whenever I can, I will encourage them and then exercise and eat healthy.
然后我就每次有机会就告诉他们说要多锻炼身体，吃的健康。
And our office is the fifth floor. I encourage them to walk the stairs.
我们的办公室在5楼，我告诉他们不要坐电梯，每天走路上电梯，走上去，不是走楼梯上去。
Actually, five stories is only about 88 steps.
那个五层楼实际上只有88级台阶。
Yeah, it's very easy to do.
实际上是很容易的。
But then when it comes, when Thursday comes.
但是在星期四呢是很不容易的。
Thursday is a temptation day.
星期四是一个受试探的日子。
Because we have a computer vendor that will come to us, that will come and visit us, and then he will bring boxes of Dunkin' Donuts.
因为有一个卖计算机，就像这个零售商呢，他每个星期四就来到我们公司里来推销，然后他每次来呢就会带一大盒的这个 Dunkin' Donuts 的这个点心过来。
Now I don't know if you had any Dunkin' Donuts before. It's a glazed chocolate donut.
我们知道 Dunkin' Donuts 上面有一层那个巧克力的甜甜的闪光的这种一个涂层在上边。
Put in a microwave with a cup of coffee.
然后你把它放在那个微波炉里热一下，再拿两杯咖啡。
It's so good.
感觉真好，那样子。
And then a lot of my colleagues, when they look at them, and they go cry.
然后有些人，我的同事看着那个就只能眼泪都快掉下来了。
And sometimes they really cannot help them.
然后有时候他们真是控制不了了。
But of course, I'll be there and say, "You can do it. You can walk away. You can walk away."
然后我就在旁边就说，没关系，你可以，你就走开就好了。
The first time is always difficult.
第一次是很难的。
When the first time he walked away.
他第一次他。真的就是走开的时候。
And then next Thursday came, and he will be easier to walk away.
第二个星期四到的时候，对他来讲就再走开就没有那么难，就容易一些。
And then the following Thursday will be easier and easier.
在以后的这个每个星期四就会越来越容易。
Now breaking our natural tendency of self-centeredness is also difficult.
就是把我们这个自我中心给打碎，这种天性的这种自我中心感是有时候是很难的。
When we decide that I want to follow Jesus, and then our desire is going to have a big fight with our will.
当我们想要就说定义要跟随主耶稣的时候呢，我们的这个心里边的这种欲望呢，这个就会跟你的这个决心呢打一场很大的仗，就是很难，就是要跟他征战。
It's very very uncomfortable.
是很不舒服的。
Our desire is going to be scream like a little spoiled kid.
我们的这个愿望，我们心里的欲望就会大喊大叫，就像一个被宠坏的孩子一样。
But when we submit ourselves to Jesus the first time,
当我们真的把自己就是顺服主耶稣，我们第一次开始学习顺服主耶稣的时候
，and then the second time will be easier.
第二次就会容易一些。
And then the third time will be easier.
第三次又会比第二次容易一些。
So every time will be easier.
每一次都会变得更容易一些。
So we must deliberately disrupt our natural tendency of self-centeredness.
所以我们要就是很有意的，就是把我们这个天性中这个想要满足我们自我的这个倾向的给就是让它 stop 在那儿，就是停在那儿。
Now church can start a lot of discipleship programs.
教会可以开始一些很多这个门徒训练的课程。
But the key goal for the discipleship it must start with your personal decision.
但是这个最重要的一步呢，是你自己要做决定。
That means that you must make a decision for yourself.
你自己要为你自己做一个决定。
No one to make that decision for you.
没有人可以为你做这个决定。
It's like you are building muscles, and you have to exercise, and you have to exercise for yourself. No one can do that for you.
就像你想要强壮，想要有很多这个强壮的身体一个肌肉，你自己要锻炼，没有人可以帮你为你去锻炼。
Now, certainly, church can help, but still, you have to make a decision for yourself.
教会可以帮助你，但是你自己必须要做这个决定。
Ultimately, is that you need Jesus to lead your life as He would.
最终的你需要主耶稣来帮助你，让他就是帮助你怎么样能够过一个生活，好像是他就是你这样来过你的生活。
Are you willing to be Jesus's disciple?
你愿意成为主耶稣的门徒吗
？Are you willing to come under Master Jesus to be more like him?
你愿意到主耶稣面前，到这位最伟大的。这样一个师傅面前成为他的学徒成为他的门徒吗
Now, the decision is yours
这个决定全在你手里
I hope we can all say Jesus is my teacher and I am Jesus's apprentice
我们希望我们都可以说耶稣是我的师傅我是耶稣的门徒
Now, in conclusion I'm going to let you be a little leisure to a imagination.
现在我就在我快要结束的时候，我希望就是说带你去你，我们来想象一个情景。
Imagine Jesus walks into this room.
我们想象主耶稣现在突然进来了。
What will be your reaction?
你是什么样的反应呢
？And why?
为什么会那样呢
？Think about it.
好好想一想，为什么你的反应会是那样子？
Would you be the first one to running towards him and then bow down and worship him?
你会是第一个就是冲向他，然后到他面前跪下来敬拜他的吗
？And say that, yes, finally I met you face to face.
说哎呀，主耶稣太棒了，我最后终于见到你的面了。
All my faith was not in vain.
我所有的信心最后真的都没有成空，我所有的信心最后都实现了，我所希望的都实现了。
Or would you be running away from him because you're not ready to meet him?
或者你就会赶快跑走，因为你还没准备好见他。
Now, if you are his disciples and learn from him constantly,
如果你是他的门徒，然后你不断的向他学习。
And then, now you have met him face to face, your master.
现在你跟你的主、你的师父面对面了，你会怎么样呢
？What would you be your reaction?
你的反应会是怎么样呢
？Do you treat him like a celebrity, a judge?
你对他的对待是说把他当成一个明星呢，还是把他当成一个审判官
？Or just a good friend that you just talked to him a minute ago?
或者就说你对他反应就好像是一个好朋友
？Ask yourself because one day that's going to happen.
问一下你自己，因为有一天我们每个人都会面对这样的情形。
Because you are going to see him face to face.
因为每个人都会面对他，真是面对面。
So prepare for that day.
让我们为那天准备。
Be his apprentice today.
做今天就做他的学徒，做他的门徒。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity, for the invitation to be your disciples.
主耶稣，我们要感谢你给我们这样的机会，也感谢你给我们这样的邀请，让我们做你的门徒。
We ask you that you will examine our hearts, each one of us.
求你来真的是审查我们每个人的内心。
Whether we are willing to be your disciples.
看看我们是不是真的想要成为你的门徒。
That your heart is to have a fullness in us.
你是想要完全占据我们的心。
And you will help us.
你帮助我们。
So help us, Lord, that we are willing to be your disciples.
帮助我们，让我们真的是愿意成为你的门徒。
And today, if any of us who are willing to be your disciples, we ask you that you will just accept us.
主耶稣，在我们中间的若有人真的是愿意让。做你的门徒，就求你来接纳我们。
That this lifelong journey begins today.
让我们这个一生的这个旅程从现在开始。
So help us that we are more like you.
帮助我们更像你。
In every area of our lives.
在我们生命中的每一个部分。
Teach us how to live my life the way that you live.
帮助我们，让我们真的是活着就像你，让你就好像你就在我们生命中活着一样。
We thank you in your name. We pray.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。
阿门。